The Lord be with you.
And with
your A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and elders of the people, What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, Son, go out and work in the vineyard today. He said in reply, I will not. But afterwards changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. He said in reply, Yes, sir, but did not go. Which of the two did his father's will? They answered, the first. Jesus said to him, Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him, but tax collector and prostitute did. Yet, even when you saw that, you did not later change your minds and believe him. The Gospel of the Lord. My dear friends in Jesus Christ, there was a man who worked all through his life, had saved a lot of money, but was very stingy. Just before he died, he said to his wife, When I die, I want to take all my money and put it in the casket with me. I want to take my money to the afterlife with me. And so he got his wife to promise. Well, he died. He stretched out his hands in the casket. His wife was sitting there, dressed in black. And her friend was sitting next to her. When they finished the ceremony, and just before the undertaker got ready to close the casket, the wife said, Wait a moment. She had a small metal box with her. She came over with a box and put it in the casket. Then the undertaker locked the casket down and they rolled it away. Her friend said, Girl, I know you were not fool enough to put all that money in there with your husband. The wife replied, Listen, I am a Christian. I cannot go back on my word. I promised him that I was going to put that money in the casket with him. I am sure she did it. She said the wife, I got it all together, put into my account, and wrote him a check. If he can cash it, then he can spend it. Yes, my dear friends, the dominant theme of today's scripture reading is to live by being obedient to the will of God. Obedience to God proves our love for him, demonstrate our faithfulness to him, and opens many blessings for us. According to St. Thomas Aquinas, he says, Obedience unites us so closely to God and transforms us into him, so that we have no other will but His. Being a Christian cannot settle for selective obedience. Rather, we are to obey the commandments of God, not only merely the convenient one, and our obedience should be manifest both in words and actions. As we prepare to celebrate the Eucharist, let us quietly listen to God with the desire of knowing His will for us and to translate into our lives through the loving obedience. Yes, my dear friends, the story goes like this. In the 11th century, King Henry III grew tired of court life and the pressure of being a monarch. He made an application to a monk at the local monastery, asking him to accept as a contemplative and spend the rest of his life in the monastery. Then the monk said, "Your Majesty, do you understand that the pledge here is one of obedience? That will be hard because you have been a king." "I understand," said Henry. "The rest of my life, I will be obedient to you as Christ leads you." "Then I will tell you what to do," said the monk, the prior. "Go back to your throne and serve the people faithfully in the place where God has placed you." When the king Henry died, the statement was written on his tomb. It said, "The king learns to rule by being obedient." Yes, my dear friends, the parable of two sons today in today's gospel highlights the needs of the obedience to the will of God. The first son initially disobeyed the will of his father by declining to go into the field. But later, he repented and obeyed, whereas the second son did not do the will of God, will of his father. Though he consented, he obeyed, "I will do it." His promise was lie, and his failure to go confirms that he never truly intended to obey the father's will. Yes, my dear friends, the first son stands for chief priest and the eldest, who appeared to be obedient to God, but in reality, they were disobedient to God and their motivation were all wrong. The second son represents the tax collector and prostitute who lived sinful lives, but turned to God and started living lives that were obedient to Him. The parable is a gentle reminder that as the followers of Jesus, we are to live a life of obedience by keeping aside our preference and our prejudice. For Christian, obeying God should not be a burden, but rather a matter of joy, a way of worshiping Him and growing in our faith. Whenever our obedience is driven by complaints and resentment, our assent has little value. In the second reading, Paul reminds us that Jesus, who became obedient to the point of death, is the supreme model of obedience to the Father's saving will. In response to the Father's will, he surrendered his life on the cross, and the greatest act of love is that is possible, the most amazing display of humble obedience ever witnessed. Finally, he was exalted to the highest place because of his obedience. Yes, my dear friends, as the disciple of Jesus, we are called to be obedient to the will of God in our day-to-day life. Our obedience demands that we make a gift of ourselves for the good of others, just as Jesus did. After all, obedience is the true test of our life, love for God and others. Further, it is through obedience that God recognizes and makes us worthy of his blessing. So, my dear friends, we shall take Jesus as our model and example, whom we shall imitate in our life, in our endeavor to attain heaven, which is the ultimate goal of our life. Amen.